check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to CP Time, the only show that's for the culture. Today, we're going to discuss The Magical Negro, which ironically was my stage name when I was a magician back in the day. You see, instead of pulling rabbits out of hats, I pull mine out of Tupperware. Dead every time. The term Magical Negro is actually used to describe supporting black characters in movies whose only purpose in the film is to help the white hero. We've seen it many times in movies like Fix My Golf Game, Fix My Penis, Fix My Dumbass Kids, and my favorite, Fix My Daddy Issues. Intellectuals have debated this for many years, but I think we all can conclude that Yoda was black. He lived in the raggediest part of the galaxy, he had a pimp cane, and his car was broke down in the front yard on blocks. The term Magical Negro was popularized in 2001 by Spike Lee, but many scholars suggest that the Magical Negro first appeared in Song of the South, a film where a black man nurses a little white boy back to health with bedtime stories, which is nonsense. Stories do not have magical healing powers. If they did, I'd be reading Cat in the Hat to my hemorrhoids. Now, if you're a Caucasian, you may be asking, why is the Magical Negro character problematic? Well, I'll tell you why. The Magical Negro reinforces the idea that black people's only purpose is to help white people. Because think about it. Don't you find it just a little odd that the Magical Negroes never use their expertise to help themselves? If Michael Clark Duncan was so magical, why didn't he just rub himself out of prison? Or if Will Smith was so good at golf, why didn't he just win the golf tournament himself? He could have told Matt Damon, how about you go Goodwill hunting for another sport, bitch? But despite this criticism, movies continue to use the Magical Negro stereotype and even get rewarded for them. Just last week, the Academy gave the Best Picture Oscar to The Green Book, a movie where a black man uses his magical piano powers to teach his Uber driver to not be racist. But the good news is, recent movies are now challenging the Magical Negro stereotype. And in fact, some are even using white magical Negroes. For example, the movie Black Panther featured a magical white hobbit. And then there's, of course, the 2015 film Creed. Sylvester Stallone in this film used his magical powers to give Michael B. Jordan the proper skills and training so that he too could get his ass whooped in the big match. Like a bitch. And it's not just limited to movies. There are now white people in real life who are using their magical white powers to support the black man's mission. Which is why today, CP Time would like to honor one of those magical white Negroes. It's with much pleasure that I award this year's CP Time Lifetime Achievement Award to Vice President Joe Biden for being Barack Obama's magical white Negro. He gave Obama good advice, he was the administration's comic relief, and he always had his finger guns loaded and ready. Joe Biden has the soul of a black man and the gestures of someone that just had relations for the first time. So we say thank you, Joe Biden. Now, of course, Joe Biden is not here to accept this award because he was not aware he was getting it. But I made several copies and left them in places where I think he will find them, such as a men's warehouse or the dining car of an Amtrak train. Also, I left one at a Walgreens behind the Ben Gate. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Roy Wood Jr., and this has been CP Time. And remember, we're for the culture. I'm gonna need to get this back from Joe. I printed this on the back of my car title.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.